In the upcoming weeks, Missouri farmers will be harvesting their crops. The Missouri State Highway Patrol is putting in its best efforts to minimize accidents during this year's harvest season. MSHP spokesperson Sergeant Bill Lowe tells KMZU more.
We're utilizing social media to get that message out and put news releases out relating to this issue to get that information out to others. And really, it's just a reminder of the traffic patterns and how they change, especially as you go into each season.
Farmer Steve Lambert can attest to reminding people to slow down at this time. Earlier this week, he was simply turning into the driveway of his son and daughter-in-law's farm when his truck was hit. Lambert was driving in a no-passing zone when the accident occurred.
Well, I went up to Matt and Kate's corn maze up at his farm, north of my farm, and was just taking my time coming down the road, had a turn signal on, and I was in the process of turning. I was about 2 foot over the center line, turning left on my gravel road, and the next thing I know, he's trying to drive through my pickup with me.
In 2019, the Missouri State Highway Patrol reported 193 Missouri traffic crashes involving farm equipment. In those crashes, 3 people were killed and 64 were injured. Sergeant Lowe says that so far, there aren't any trends to map out. However, there has been one significant accident at this time.
We haven't seen that specifically yet. With the harvest season just kind of kicking off, we're probably going to see a few more incidents. We had one recently in Cass County where a farm implement hit another vehicle, but I haven't seen or heard of a significant amount.
In the moments after the accident, Lambert had to take time to fully process what happened. The timing was everything, he says, as the potential for a much worse outcome was there.
It took me a while to get calmed down after it was over with. If it had been a second or two later, he'd have drove right through the cab with me, and it probably would have been a complete different turnout.
As harvest season is a busy time, Lambert says that he thinks some accidents could be chalked up to drivers wanting to save as much time as possible while traveling.
Everybody gets in a hurry during harvest. It's a busy time, and everybody's trying to get their own job done, and nobody really thinks.
Lowe details some of the most important precautions farmers can take and motorists can pay attention to while driving during harvest season, such as slow-moving vehicle signs and lighted equipment.
Most important precaution is making sure they have a slow-moving vehicle triangle, making sure that you're letting motorists know that you're out there traveling significantly below the speed limit. The other aspect is if you are traveling on a two-lane road and you get traffic built up behind you, to pull off and let traffic get by you in order to get traffic flowing.
Lambert describes some of the precautions he and other farmers may take to ensure their safety on the road.
Remove the hedge from the combines when we're moving the platforms because they're too wide. We run flashers on all of them. Usually have a pickup out ahead of the combine or equipment moving with a strobe light on top.
Overall, Lambert thinks the biggest lesson that can be learned through events like farm and harvest related driving incidents is to be patient.
Everybody just needs to slow down. It'll all happen. It always has. And it doesn't take but a second for a screw up.
For KMZU, I'm Taya White.